tip today in association with Slattery's of Pecan, your main Peugeot dealer for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.
Welcome along to the final hour of Tip Today. 1800 938 007, our free phone number to speak to Doc, and the text and WhatsApp 083 311 3311. Now, delighted to be joined by Johnny Luby. Good morning to you, Johnny.
Fine, well.
How are things with you?
Alice, our friend. Well, I'm sitting down here with the cap tilted on the side of the head. And the glass is fogging up.
That's a lovely picture you're painting. Listen, the Minister of State for Sport said he was absolutely shocked, appalled and horrified by the photograph of Gordon Elliott sitting on the dead horse and smiling and giving the thumbs up and all of that. Your thoughts on this, being the horsey type and the greyhound type and all of that yourself, Johnny?
Yeah, friend, look, I suppose there's many listeners out there on Tip FM, and they have their own views, whether it is that Gordon Elliott should be severely reprimanded. He said it himself. He expects a huge reprimanding from the Irish Horse Racing Board and the Horse Racing Ireland. Listen, what he done, friend, no one could say that it looked right. It didn't look right. But in the scheme of things, look, the horse died on the gallops. He didn't shoot the horse. He didn't hit the horse. The horse died on the gallops. He took the photo taken of him sitting on the horse. It wasn't right. There's no question about it. With phones out there now and all of that, we wouldn't have known it. We wouldn't have known about the protest in Dublin. We wouldn't have known about the protest in Limerick. And all of these and far more far-reaching consequences with the situation and COVID and all of that. He broke a law, broke a rule. He admits all of that. He said his life is in tatters. And for somebody to say that, it wouldn't lead to a mental health issue. Friend, listen, it certainly would. With the climate we're in at the moment, I see myself this morning when I get up, apart from kneeling down to say a few prayers just to say, thanks be to God, I got my feet on the ground for this day and that I would do something right. It is not easy out there at the moment with everything closed down. And he, to go back to Gordon Elliott, implying maybe 80 to 100 people and all the people outside of that that called are between health inspectors, and once you're dealing with animals, they call to the farms, they call to horse racing, they call to greyhound kennels to see the welfare of all animals. And it's only right in this day and age. And look, as we're talking now, look, he's in front of them. And he has lost the best horses in the yard. Fair enough, the owners have taken them. He has lost his sponsors. Fair enough, the sponsors have pulled out. But look, to hang him out to dry, we have to show some human concern. He has to show it himself and that. But like, I would hate, I wouldn't be his biggest follower, like the other man said, a listener, or the other person you had on there. I would not be his biggest follower. I'd be in the same boat as him, but of course everybody is different, whether it is doctors, priests, they all have different characteristics and the whole lot. And I always thought that Gordon hadn't the nicest of manners, but that's the way people are. I could have a good manner, you mightn't have, and so on. And Ireland is a population of 5 million. Everybody is different.
Yeah, but you see, I don't think the argument is about that, Johnny. I think it's about the fact that these animals, I mean, quite often die in the course of giving entertainment to people. And surely they deserve a modicum of respect. But I know when my dog died, I was absolutely devastated. I couldn't be consoled after. Like, surely this animal meant more to him, you know?
Yes, friend, look.
Or should have meant more to him.
But your friend, look, he has... people make mistakes. And you have to allow for that. There's not a person born that hasn't made a mistake. And he made a huge mistake of sitting on the dead horse. But nobody disagrees with that.
And what do you make of the notion of he was tried essentially on social media about this?
Yeah, friend, I'd have been disappointed with Mick Fitzgerald, a guy that I know well that does at the races, a former jockey in England that rode a Grand National winner. I was disappointed that he came out with all guns a-blazing. I was disappointed with the English board. But then again, when you see the way England treats Ireland with Brexit and Northern Ireland and all of that, nothing surprises me anymore. When you see the English rugby players running onto the field above in Lansdowne Road or in Crow Park, and they're disrespecting the president. I'm not saying there's wonderful people there in England, but certain types, look, they'll just do it. I honestly thought that they should have held fire on. It was an Irish situation. Let Ireland deal with it first and then comment upon it.
What do you think will happen with these horses at Cheltenham now? Do you think they'll pull the plug?
These horses will go elsewhere, either to Henry de Bromhead or to Willie Mullins or maybe Jessica Harrington or some of them that they want their horses to run in Cheltenham. But look, to go back, Fran, the man apologised.
Right.
Whatever the word is.
So a slap on the wrist, you think, and
friend, it's not as simple as a slap on the wrist.
Hmm.
It's like Joe Duffy was saying the other day about Cheltenham, and that he said people went and they were told not to go. Hmm. Nobody told anybody at that particular time, let's be 101% clear about it, not to go to Cheltenham.
Hmm.
It wasn't out there. And never was out there.
You're only saying that because you went. No.
Friend, I'm not.
You are.
No, friend, go back and look at the record.
No.
And that's it. I went. No, but TDs went. State officials went. Everybody went.
I'm only rising you, Johnny.
I know, friend, but listen, I'm not falling for that. I'm not falling. Anyway, friend, listen to me. Is this?
Yes. Yes.
Right, to change the subject anyway. We'll have to wait and see what
happens today. Yeah. What about the banks, Johnny?
I don't mind the banks. I'm telling you about my belly first. The belly now, sure, it's in turmoil.
You're the world's worst to follow a script, do you know?
It has been that way now for a while. I went to the doctor, Pat, and he said, yes, what you need, Johnny, is a pint of Guinness. Where will I get that, says I to him, for there's no pub open for me to get in. So I rang the bridge, Sir Rowland's, Lowry's, Noel Ryan's and the ship. I asked the questions, shooting from the hip. No pint, they said, for woman or man. So I rang Mary Gleason in Ballock and Harney in Clarahan. I then rang the hideout in Solihull Beg. Johnny, they said, we haven't a mineral or keg. To Brosnan's and Foley's in Cashel, the same question I posed. The same answer I got from them all. Johnny, we're closed. So I made a call far away from home. The same bloody answer from TJ in Mullinahone. So the final one, you all know the score. Same reply in Port Rose half door. I rang my man Kim Yang Young in China today. Try the cousins Youngs above and the halfway. Now I'm telling all and sundry, and it's one of my personal views, friend. I'm having a clean out now with a pint of Andrews.
Very good. You mentioned all my favourite pubs there, I can tell you.
Oh, Jesus, but your friend listened to me. Friend, and now look, as the fellow says, we have to say complete sympathies and apology and sympathies to the family of Paddy Kelly up in Kildangan. North Tipperary. He was president of the club. He was captain of Tipperary when they won the All-Ireland Intermediate in 1972. He was injured for the final and he was replaced by the great John Costigan, number two, from up in that mid-Tipperary. I suppose he definitely saw or heard of Kildangan, his own club, winning the county final last year. It was marvellous for them. Our sympathies to the parish and to the GA club in Kildangan. And finally to the Welsh family in Coolmine on the death of Nancy Welsh. She was wife of John Welsh, who was a wonderful driver with us in Avonmore Creameries for close on 50 years. She was also the mother of Father Joe Welsh. Father Joe's mum, she was from Cavan. She came down to Coolmine, a small little creamery there on the bad bend of the road between Cashel and Feather. She came down there as a butter maker years and years ago. A grand looking girl, Nancy was, and the Lord have mercy upon her. No sympathies again to the Welsh family.
Condolences to all the family there. I didn't know about Nancy's there.
I suppose you were asking me there about the banks.
Yeah, what do you make? Is that Bank of Ireland closing
you
down?
See, the Bank of Ireland, it's an absolute disgrace. When one looks at it in the county of Tipperary, and that's why I would ask the people that are involved in government, whether they're senators or councillors or TDs, to ask a simple question. What will happen to tourists when they come to Care, Cashel? Are they going to queue up outside the AIB bank, which I see people queuing this morning, and only maybe 10 or 12 people there?
Yeah.
When you have tourists coming around, does anybody give a continental hoot? Is it all greed? And just because they lose money in one particular year and they have it down to, so as somebody said about Gordon Elliott, or they don't play the mental health card, have they down now to the COVID card? We're just closing up, and that's it. For the likes of myself, who's barely able to use a phone, and I went in the other day to lend in €60 into the bank, otherwise I'd have got an affidavit from him. And that's it. A fella met me inside the door. He said, go over and lodge it into the machine. I said, it's a bloody joke, am I here? I said, there's a man outside the wall. I said, and he's taking it out. I said, you want me to put it in? I said, I want to go up to the teller, and that's it. I wanted her to sign the thing and give me back the receipt.
And did you get that to happen?
Hey, Fran, I told him I'd mentioned on Tip FM if it wasn't happened. But Fran, I can tell you, to go back to the GAA, the Congress last week.
Yeah.
Hey, the referees always had powers, but now they're after landing an S-load more of them down on top of a misfortunate referee to say, would Fran Curry have scored the goal? You have to take into account that Frank Curry was hitting the ball off his bedside. The ball could have hit the crossbar if he had hit it. The ball could have struck the goalpost if he had struck the ball. Or the goalie could have saved it. Or the ball could have been driven wide. Now, the plain facts of the matter is Hurling has given us Mick Mackey, Christy Ring, Mick Roach, Liam Devaney, Sean McLaughlin, Theo English, Eddie Kerr, and a nest load of players. And it's a wonderful game, possibly the best field game of them all. Sure. And now we'll say a Juno B Hurler match tonight between Golden and the Tracys. And Mob, probably a misfortunate referee who's in his 50s to referee it, has he to get a motorbike now to go as fast as he can up to the square to see what your man has scored. I think myself, tis a load of cobblers. Leave the game alone. Look at what happened in soccer with the VAR. Yeah. The game is held up. Look what happens in rugby. They cannot get it right, even though all the stewards in last weekend. It was unbelievable, the amount of stewards' inquiries. And they're looking at VAR and they're looking at replays and the whole lot. Hey, the same thing is going to happen hurling.
Do you think so?
Will we have the same thing above it at a Junior B game? I bloody well doubt it. But, friend, the rollout of the vaccine, it's desperate. The communication is desperate. The organisation is desperate.
Yeah.
And listen, we hear of Italy this morning, and they're stopping a shot of it from going to Australia. To me, it is down to greed, money and a bigger price. And is that the reason that we're down 20,000 shots last week? Again, I ask after 1 month, how many shots have people got in Tipperary? Friend, the ESB prices are going up and all the information about wind turbines and that. I'm looking up this morning at the turbines above in Holyford and they're not moving because there's no wind. There was more wind at Tony Cooney's backside. But anyway, petrol and diesel has gone through the roof. I keep saying that every week now. Yeah. Cooney's probably hate me, but I don't care. I'm gone from all that anyway. Friend, I was married 41 years last weekend.
Were you? The poor woman.
14,975 days, and that includes 10 leap years. I told the wife, we were sleeping back to back, and I told her, I says, I love you. This is at 5:45 in the morning. And her exact words were, what do you want? I said, tea and toast. Tea and toast. She says, get it yourself. And that's why we survive after a perfect marriage of 41 years.
Well, I have to tell you that this coming Monday is International Woman's Day, so you better be seen to be...
I won't be around for the 24 hours, and that's it.
But you're going to hide out.
Listen, I was getting the care in CT the other day. Naturally, it didn't pass. Why? Because of the roads and the conditions and a whole lot. And, of course, Mr. Lehman Ryan didn't much good to me. Anyway, I went across the road, didn't I, below in Kale, and I met Kay. She was asking for you down there in the shop. I know she's on because it's under the morning. But Kay said, when they use words, she said, dear, she said, like, if I mention Nelly, you'll automatically say, Nellie O'Connor.
Yes.
And if I mention Bouncy Castle, you'll think of the Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly. Now, if I mention shove, now they said that one more shove. Right. This is what Kay said to me. Like, and we'll get rid of the coronavirus. She says, every time I think of that, I think of the maternity ward in Clonmel. And where you have, is it the geologist or the physiologist? No, what's your call it? Or gynecologist.
Gynecologist. Well, well done, Johnny. Yeah.
Who said to her, one more shove? And she says, every time I think of a shove. Now, friend, I'm going to finish with a true story.
Right. Right.
It's about Paddy the golfer. He absolutely loved golf. He lived between a place called Cashel and Ballinahinch, a place called Camas. And he loved golf. He played 8 days a week if he could. And anyway, didn't he get a call up for an audience with the Pope? So Peter Chelsea went and he was met the Pope outside Your Holiness and the whole lot, and he said, where are you from? And he says, I'm from Ireland, and a place called Chemist in Cashland. And by God, he said, I'm delighted that you came here, he said, and what have you to ask me? And Paddy said, one question, he said, is there a golf course in heaven? And the Pope said, yes, he says, I don't know. But he said, I can tell you this, he says, I'll be talking, when this queue is finished, he said, I'll be talking to the man above later. And he said, I'll ask him. He said, what Paddy from Chemist asked me, is there a golf course in heaven? Mm. So Peter Chase, didn't the Pope slip him an admission card for to queue up again for 2 days later for an audience? Mm. So the Pope saw him come with the corner of his eye, and the Pope tilted his cap and he said, this whore is coming again now. So the Pope had been on to the man above. And well, says Paddy, he says, how did you get on? He said, is there a golf course above? Oh, there is, says His Holiness. He says, and I can tell you this, he said, 'tis an 18-hole golf course. He said, 'tis 7,774 yards. There's 5 par 5s, there's 4 par 4s, and there's 3 par 3s, and there's a par 2, and there's a 1, and the whole lot to bring it up to 18 holes. He said, 'tis a fantastic course. And he said, that's the good news. And Paddy said, what's the bad news? The bad news, he said, is you're teeing off in the morning at 7 o'clock. So the man above was calling him.
But, I love it.
Fran, listen, I was up in the graveyard. Me as much to be thinking of in the graveyard, just in Golden. I was just thinking in the graveyard.
Mm.
That here am I, I said, standing on top of my father and mother, the Lord of Mills.
Mm.
I said, I had to do it to take off the weeds. And I says, there's Gordon Ellis, and he sat on top of a dead horse. I said, Mother of God, you can't win in this game. You have people for and against, friend, and I don't want to influence anybody. I'll go with the flow. Whatever is decided, that's it.
All right. Johnny, look after yourself, won't you?
Friend, and don't be looking to know is there an 18-hole golf course above heaven.
By the way, I was in with Curry Hanley there last week, and he said to say hello.
What is Curry? Yeah, he's out here and isn't great. Do you notice he's tilted to one side? And if you owe the whore €50, he'll tilt the other ear.
Good luck, Johnny.
He'd hear that a mile away, right, Frank?
Good luck, Johnny. That's the great Johnny Luby there. All right, and people texting in and calling in and stuff and saying he's a breath of fresh air and all of that. All right, we'll take a break and then we have our Friday panel.
Tip FM's Tip Today with Fran Curry. In association with Slattery's of Pecan, Tipperary's main Peugeot dealer. Slattery's Garage Pecan, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.